Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out with you on a Friday.
What How's
you
doing? Your migraine? You feel okay?
The migraine right? today? Yeah, I feel good.
Good for you.
How about you? You do anything since I last saw you? Watch anything good? Any documentaries?
I watch baseball.
Anything exciting? Oh, it's about that time.
Oh, it was the Dodgers and the Padres. I think it had already played, but I watched the repeat because I didn't know who won, obviously.
Can you bet on those?
Yeah, you can bet on anything, man.
Well, I mean, I figured. I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
I didn't know if there were.
I followed this gambling site, and they said first parlay of the year that they saw somebody turned $100 into $5,000 on the game last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They didn't say what it was?
They
I guess
did,
it doesn't matter,
yeah.
But just details.
I don't remember what it was, yeah.
I mean, what are those? How much did that guy who won $1 million?
I went to Joe's last night for dinner.
Ooh, that's always a good decision.
We went and hit baseballs, the three of us, and then, we went at like 7 o'clock, so it wasn't super busy.
Yeah.
Rolling there, three Z-mans. Z-mans. I don't know if you used to get three of them, do they become men's? Three Z-men?
Three Z-men. Well, I think both works. Three Z-mans, three Z-men.
I think I probably said three Z-men, and I wonder if she thought
I'm sure
I was
she
weird.
Heard it before.
Right.
I'm sure.
It made me think about it when I said it.
Yeah.
Because it's a Z-man, but if I get three of them, then are they Z-men?
I think it works. I think either way works. I probably would have said man, three Z-mans, but I don't know. I know they're good. I know that you and I have been eating them since about whatever year. When we worked over at the old studio by the old restaurant, we used to eat there a
Chacho
lot.
Chacho had never had one.
What?
He'd never had a Z-Man.
What, he'd always gotten something different? Or he's not a big barbecue guy?
He's not a huge barbecue guy, but he likes it.
Okay.
Me and Euro, are more barbecue guys. But he just never had, I think we've been to Joe's before, but I think he got ribs or something, or burnt ends or something.
Yeah.
But I think, and really he's wanted one since last summer. But it's because we were playing baseball, and they advertise on one of the fields and said, hit it here and win a free Z-Man.
Okay.
And he hit it there. But there's nobody there to, like, really give you one. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
He was like, I want a Z-Man. Like, I hit the goddamn right. sign.
Who's
He's like, who
ref?
Do I talk to about this? And I was like, well, I'll buy you one. He's like, but it's supposed to be free. I'm like, it's free for you. What do you care?
Yeah.
So we've been talking about it forever. So finally, when we were walking in, he's like, I should tell someone. that they owe me the
It might
Z-Man.
Work that way. Right. When they set up a promotion like that, I'm sure they're thinking, do we
the
need someone
been
out
there,
there
for
all
years
the time?
Since my right. oldest played there. Right. You know, it's like a little banner that just says, hit it here, win a free Z-Man. I'm sure it's just meant to be sarcastic, but...
I don't know. Maybe the idea is, hey, look, if some people come in and say, hey, my kid hit the baseball there, I'm supposed to get one of these, and they probably figure it's worth it, right? Bring the family yeah. in. You got people coming into the restaurant that weren't going to come in, maybe, because they thought yeah. they got a free sandwich. I can't imagine them leaving someone out there at all times, 24-7,
no.
a representative from Joe's, watching, waiting, looking at replays.
I don't know who else you tell, like the umpire?
Right.
Like, hey.
Who do I report this to? Just call the cops? Just stand there and wait for the cops to get there.
I know we're losing.
I'm sure that's
17 what 17-4,
a
but,
you would do. Yeah.
I like, need my Z-Man.
Something good has to come from this.
Right.
I mean, their food is good. Like, all of their food is good, and their french fries are great and all those things, but it does feel like if I'm taking someone there for the first time...
I got the punch card, by the way.
You have to get a Z-Man. Mm. It's like when, you know, you never liked... Did you like Schlotzky's?
I don't like Schlotzky's.
Okay, I couldn't remember if you liked it or didn't. I always liked it.
I like that they have Cinnabon in there. I do that about once a year and get a Cinnabon,
yeah.
which is like, you know, Louis C.K. did the bit, like, you know, you're a fat
yeah,
bastard.
Yeah, yeah. When you're just like, give me a Cinnabon with my sandwich.
That's a funny bit when he says he's at the airport and he's eating a Cinnabon and he's like, yeah, you don't think that's a big deal, but I was already home. I was
right.
in L.A.
I was at the airport at my destination.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, no, let me go ahead and get a Cinnabon.
Yep, yep. Yeah. It's good. It's like the.
Yeah,
pretzels.
We get them like once a year, maybe.
But there's just those certain restaurants that, you know, you got to have, you got to at least try the thing before you
right.
try something else. And like with Schlotzky's, their problem, in my humble opinion, I don't know anything about running a restaurant, I feel like their menus got too big. So I would take people there and they would try a pizza or,
right.
some,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm like, no. Just get the original. There's some things
wasn't
you can
decide.
Wasn't the
original have black olives on it or something?
But you can say you don't
I
want
know,
the black
but
olives.
First time I saw it, I was like, just, man, I don't
you
know,
you can say you want extra mustard, no onion. Like, I usually got it with no onion. But it's just one of those things for first-timers. I think they would go in there and they tried something, and then I asked them what they had, and like, I don't know. It was like a pizza or something. What?
Right. Just well, I always kick it around. Like, I'm not a you know what? I shouldn't say I don't like Schlotzky's. I probably only had it once.
I love it.
But
I love the
whenever
original.
I'm thinking, I do like, you know, sandwiches a lot.
Yeah.
I could live on sandwiches. I make myself a sandwich for dinner sometimes.
Yeah.
But when I think like, oh, I want a sandwich or a sub, I don't think Schlotzky's. I think, all right, let me kick this around. All right. You know what I mean? I'm going to do Subway because
Subway.
I do like Subway. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's, mm-hmm. I could get that Cuban. And then I'll get to, you know... Jersey Mike's, and then I'm kicking around, where do I want to go?
And there's like the fancy places, the Bay Boys, and the you
yeah.
know, whatever the kind of local places are where
right.
you can go get a sandwich. Like, how serious are we about this sandwich right now? Because Subway is the default, because
right.
there's 10 on the way home, no matter
and by
where
the
you
way,
live.
Twitch, you're right. Like, I would say 40% of the time I end at Subway, the other 40% of the time I end at Good Sense.
That's
and then
probably...
I'd say 20% of the time I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to drive through Jimmy John's.
That should be my ratio, but yeah. I don't have a Good Sense by me. So I have to get Good Sense on the way home from here because there's one
right
down the street here. So I will get it. But if it was close to me, I'd probably split my time between Good Sense and Subway equally. But we've got a Subway by the house, and a lot of times it's one of those things you're like, what do you want to eat?
Right.
Oh, you just want to get a sandwich? For some reason, it feels like it's healthier than going to get...
It does.
Fried chicken sandwich.
It probably is.
It seems like it, right?
Well,
I mean,
at least I have vegetables
and,
on it.
Yeah, there's vegetables.
I mean, I know, I'm not saying it's
there.
Good for you, but there's
right.
better things
there's
on it than when
that,
I get,
it's not
you know,
fried.
The double quarter pounder.
Exactly, with a huge thing of fries.
And I didn't get fries, right?
Right.
So I'm good.
Yeah, in my mind, it's like the healthy fast food. I say that because I qualify because I know people will say, it's not healthy.
Right,
you know,
no,
just
I
like
get
the
it.
Salads at McDonald's aren't healthy. Okay, whatever.
Right,
but
it's healthier.
My mind, I feel a little less guilty about it. I know a lot of people, though, that don't
like,
want a sandwich for dinner, and I've just never had that problem. I'll eat a sandwich for dinner
right,
anytime.
Me too.
Especially
I mean, it feels
a,
more
a
like
sub.
Lunch, but that's fine.
Yeah, of course. It's the lunch
right.
staple, but
right.
if I'm hungry for it,
right, I'll get it.
I'll eat it for dinner.
Yeah.
That's no problem. I've never had their breakfast, though. Don't they do breakfast at some of those places?
I don't know.
I think Subway does.
I don't
know. There was a
up.
Time when everyone was doing breakfast. I never did Taco Bell's breakfast.
And if I'm going to get up for breakfast, I know it's cliche, but I'm getting
only,
a sausage McMuffin.
There's only one. And
I'm getting a sausage
McDonald's.
McMuffin, and for whatever reason, that giant goddamn orange juice.
You like the orange juice?
Man, yeah, it's huge. They put it in a giant glass, and it's the best
orange.
It's the best orange juice you can get. It's like how their pop's good. I don't
yeah.
know if it's got more oxygen in it or whatever.
Yeah,
the orange juice is unbelievable.
I guess I'm sure I've had it at some point, but I never think about it. What'd you say? You get the.
I get a sausage McMuffin.
A sausage McMuffin. And so I get the biscuit.
I'm not a biscuit guy. I get a sausage McMuffin, one without egg and one with egg.
I get sausage and egg biscuit. That's the one.
Right.
And other places have decent ones, but McDonald's is totally awesome and
now,
consistent.
Euro get the. Because I never got it before, and it's good, but he gets the. I guess it's just a McMuffin, it's a ham.
Egg,
mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah,
and I'd never really tried it, but I was like, oh,
they're
man.
They're like ham and cheese, kind of.
That's
right?
Solid, yeah.
You know, I think my mom used to get those. I had a friend one morning randomly drop off McDonald's. I think I told you that story because I was confused about who it was at first. I thought I got someone else's Uber Eats order or something, but he was just doing like a random act of kindness. But it was the big breakfast platter where it's got the hot cakes and the, you know, when I was a kid, I always wanted
Chacho,
my mom's like,
that.
You can't eat all that. You won't eat it. I'm like, but I want it. I want it.
Yeah.
I was never allowed to get it. She's like, you won't eat it. And I don't know, at some point along the way, I realized how much I like the sausage and egg biscuit. Mm-hmm. Never went back to wanting this, you know.
It looks pretty good, man.
Food,
Chacho will get it. If
awesome.
If we go in and sit down for breakfast, like maybe.
That's the thing. It's a sit-down.
In between a baseball game, maybe.
Yeah.
And if we go there, then I've seen him order that breakfast thing. And I'm like.
It
looks as good as IHOP's. I'm being honest. Like,
it,
you're like,
it,
yeah.
It is.
And he's like,
McDonald's.
It's good.
It tastes like McDonald's food.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good. There is something about going in and sitting down, though. I think it's not necessarily a. While you're driving kind of meal. So I always think, if we are on a road trip and we stop inside a McDonald's to eat, I'll get that, but we never do.
Yeah.
We always just go drive-through. So
yeah, it feels different.
I recommend it.
It hits different when you sit down at a McDonald's. We talked about that a little bit the other day, but it's true. I don't ever do it unless, you know, sometimes, like, you know, it'll be an all-day baseball affair, and then in between games, you know, like one game's over at 9 a.m., and you don't got to be back till 1.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well.
Got some time.
Yeah, and there's no sense in driving through, so just go in.
Yep.
And it always feels weird, like you're sitting in a booth. You're like, man, I'm sitting in a McDonald's.
Because when you were a kid, you did it
it's
all the
weird.
Time. Yeah, when
it's
you were
weird.
A kid, you did it all the time. It is weird. And a lot of times when you're in there's not a lot of other people in there.
Mm-mm.
They might be
they
coming in and
going.
They
always look at you weird, too.
Like, right, like, are you
like,
sitting,
is this for
are
here?
Are you waiting for something?
Right, like,
you
know, for here. They're like,
no,
huh.
I'm just eating here.
All right.
Talking to my kid. I
think the guy at Subway does that to me, too, sometimes.
I'll
go in there by myself and just eat. You know, a sub by myself, but a lot of times you're like, is this for here? I'm like, yeah. And he's about to bag it up, and he's like, oh, and then he brings out the little basket.
I don't think I've ever even seen the basket at Subway.
Oh, yeah.
I've eaten at a Subway at least once, maybe twice, but I think that we just put it in a bag because I didn't even think to say this is for here.
Right.
I didn't know they had it for here.
Well, yeah, a little presentation.
I see people eating in there when I go in there sometimes.
I do.
And I think, well, you're driving from somewhere because
well,
the sandwich is
easier. This makes it
easier.
Like, if I'm going to eat a sub, like, I could get this, then take it home, then I, you know,
yeah, but
whatever.
That's my thing is that it keeps sort of well.
It does, but I'm like, I could just eat it here and throw it out in the garbage can and not bring anything home.
Yeah. And it's not like you're not home often enough. That's the thing.
Right,
it's like everyone's in such a goddamn hurry. They get in and out. I'm like, do what? To go back home?
Right.
Like, why don't we just go inside?
Right.
You know, it's like when the drive-through line is a mile long, but there's no one inside.
Right.
And I've learned now, at least with Taco Bell, I just go inside and order from the kiosk. It's faster than the drive-through. I was really against the kiosk at first. You know, I'm suspicious of all this technology taking all our jobs. But, man, those things are efficient.
Yeah.
And you know what I like? I like being able to look at that kiosk. And there's like, you know, four of them, so no one's waiting behind me. And I can look at that menu and think about it. When I'm at a drive-thru and there's people behind me and I'm looking at that menu, especially at Taco Bell, I'm like, what is that other burrito that, do you still have that, you know? And I get that pressure. And I'm like, man, I'll just
Let's
get
order the
just
same
get
thing.
The burrito and I get the same thing.
What
now,
is your order at Taco Bell? That's
kiosk,
an interesting thing about us.
So
we may not know each other.
Currently, I really like to get a couple of the cheesy bean and rice burritos because those things are still really cheap. I still get a bean burrito, no onion. That's like my dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I get a chalupa, but whatever you call it, you know, with sour cream and everything.
Supreme,
thank you. And then I get the grilled cheese burrito. I don't know if you guys are into the grilled cheese burrito.
I've never had it.
Oh, they're awesome.
Really?
They're awesome. They come in like wax paper, and you put away, and the cheese is grilled on that. They're awesome.
Isn't it like a?
There's basically just extra cheese on the outside of it.
On a quesadilla?
It's like a wrap. I mean, I think it's the same. I think it's probably the same wrap they're using for burritos, but they've grilled it with the, you know, with the cheese on there, so it gets a little crispy. If you haven't had one of those,
I haven't.
The only thing with Taco Bell is that you look at stuff and you're like, okay, this is $1.50, and then this one's $5, and I don't think they're that different. But I want the $5 one right now,
yeah.
So there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's yours?
I get the same thing every time. Almost two Taco Supremes.
No Doritos, just
no,
the original?
No, just a regular
crunchy.
Two Taco Supremes, crunchy, and a Burrito Supreme. extra hot sauce.
The burritos, extra,
and then I just drench it in their hot sauce.
The burrito supreme,
not the fire, not the
filling.
Medium. It's got to be the hot.
Is the burrito supreme? Do they ask if you want chicken? Is that the one where you
no,
have
it's
to,
just ground
no.
beef. I don't think they ask.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, they never ask me.
Yeah, there's some of those burritos are just—they're too filling. I want to eat. I'd like to try and eat about six different tastes on
right.
the Taco Bell if I can. I never do.
I get the same thing every time.
Able to finish
I'm a boring guy.
No one ever gets the chalupas with me. Someone
I don't
must,
like the chalupas.
Someone must get them because they've had
thick.
Them for
the
years.
The bread's too thick.
Yeah, they've got to be fried right. And I'll tell you, you only get them cooked right about 25% of the time.
Hey,
I'd
there's
say.
Somebody.
But when they're good, they're good.
It's the spicy potato taco. I haven't done that.
Yeah, but do they still have that? That's one of those things that I know they've had, and then like I've asked, and I get that embarrassing feeling. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have that. And it's like the unicorn frappuccino situation. So that's all. That adds to my anxiety at the drive-thru. That's why when you go look at the
kiosk,
they
got it. They get it every time.
Well, what's that place?
And this guy's name is Metal Guacamole, so he knows a little bit
know.
Something about
should know
authentic Mexican food.
What's the place in Lawrence? Is it Taco John's? Is that the name of it? Right?
Well, they have them here.
They have them here now, but I think the first time I ever had it was in Lawrence. For a while, I feel like you had to go to Lawrence to get it. I could be wrong, but it seemed like it was a big deal. Anytime we went to Lawrence, it was like, oh, we got to go to Taco John's
right.
while here. And then later, I know they started to make more of them. But that was the potato burrito place. I got that's what friends introduced me to the potato burrito.
Big
and
fan of that.
Whatever, I loved it. Do you not like them?
I've never had it.
Oh, they're great. And then Taco Bell.
I just see whenever they're like, "Hey, we're going to put potatoes in." I'm like, "I don't need potatoes in my burrito."
Man, I love potatoes. You can put them in my burrito. You can put them just about anywhere.
Yeah,
not my. But thing. The Taco Bell one, it's okay.
I mean, I may like it. I'm just like, nah, I'm not going to risk it.
I think you like it. Do you like Taco John's? Have you been?
I think I've been.
It's pretty damn good.
I think I drove through there once.
It's pretty good. If there was one near my
house,
what
we need here
go.
Is, and if Crackman's on, he can attest to it, man, El Pollo Loco. When you go to California, is there an El Pollo Loco here?
We don't have, like, any of the West
but
Coast.
But that El Pollo Loco is fire.
Well, what was the one in
it's
Seattle
bussin'.
That I loved so much? That was the wet burrito place, and they had them on every corner.
Oh yeah, Ocean something, blue something.
Yeah. Maybe did have blue in the name, but there were several restaurants that all did the same style thing with those big wet burritos. But there was one of them that I liked in particular. That was like a chain. They said it was all along the West Coast. We don't have any of those here.
Mm-mm.
For a minute, Taco Bell was offering the wet burrito.
Yeah,
you could get it in the bowl, and I mean, it was okay.
They called it an enchilada when I was a kid, but it was the same thing.
That burrito that I would get in Seattle, when I discovered that, I was eating that thing once, twice, maybe three times a week when we lived there. I can't believe we don't have one of those here. But, you know, if
we
anyone,
should open an El Pollo Loco.
Okay.
I don't know anything about opening a restaurant. I just know that every time me and the boys go to California, we're like, yeah, El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like a – is it only in California? Because it kind of feels
I don't
like
know,
a Southern
to be honest
California
with you, it just not, it was never
staple.
In any other city I've ever lived.
I've only ever had it in L.A., I think. For some reason, I was thinking they might have it in Vegas, too. But, yeah, well, let's get some investors. Open that.
El Pollo.
Is it Pollo? Pollo? How do you say it?
I don't know. I said
I never
polo.
Took Spanish. Yeah, I think you can say Pollo. I think that's right.
It would sound weird if I said Pollo.
Pollo, yeah. I don't know that. Boy, don't even try. If you don't know, then just go with how it's spelled, I would say. Play it safe.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yo.
Yo.
Such a weird world we live in, huh?
Well, times have changed, man.
Yeah.
It's been 4 years. Get over it, right?
I guess.
Isn't that what they say?
One of my kids tested positive for COVID. But I'm like, what are you supposed to do?
4 years ago, if he'd said he tested positive, there'd be some panic right now.
Yes,
a lot of concern, right? I mean, just the unknown, fear of the unknown.
Right.
It was all anybody talked about. Now, you're like, oh, they still sell tests for that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where'd you find one of those? Was I supposed to take a test for it last time I felt sick? I didn't even think about it. I assume that people are still getting COVID, I guess, and still getting sick, but I don't hear, like, anybody talking about taking
fine,
a test for
and
it.
And they say if you feel fine, right, then you're
My
fine.
My brother got it bad within the last month.
Really?
He couldn't leave the house for, like, a week, but he said he felt really bad for, like, 2 weeks, which to me sounded like the first time I had COVID. And the way he was describing it sounded like it. I was like, man, you might need some boosters or something. But I don't know. I also think I've had COVID, like, four times, so probably shouldn't take advice from me. Those at-home tests, they're hard to read. That's the other thing. Snowcone got some of those fentanyl test strips sent from the state that sends them or whatever?
The state of Kansas sends them to you, yeah.
And there's these
send that in Narcan.
And there's instructions like how to test them on what were we watching, YouTube or something?
It's got a QR code.
That that's
scan.
Okay.
It's
it was
from
a link
Dance Safe is the organization that does it.
It was a link that you scanned. Mm-hmm. And it's very good that they do that. Absolutely awesome.
Everyone should do it.
So much better than, you know, just recently when they said that that stuff was illegal in Kansas. So that's very good. But it is a little weird. We must have been doing something wrong because the strips were coming back positive when we were putting them. What was the first thing we put it in?
Benadryl.
Mm. And then the second thing was just like carbonated water.
We like checked it over and over to like make sure like we were reading the test right.
It said that it had
it said positive
fentanyl. But then I thought, well, if you are a government institution, government organization, and you are funding these, you know, the purchase of these strips to be sent out to homes, you probably want one that errs on the side
right,
of
sure.
It's got fentanyl in it. If you're testing it for fentanyl, just assume it has fentanyl in it. Stay away from it. And even if you need
it. I know the Twitch is chiming in. It's not, we understand that it's the two lines. That's positive. But sometimes those lines are like, you're like, does that go all the way? Does it not go?
It's just, and it's very, very faint. And I'm like, is there another line there? I'm not sure. And I've taken this, I had a test, you know, they come in two packs, or at least mine did. And I took it twice just to see because I really thought that I had it. And the first time it came back, it was very clear that it said I didn't have it. And then the second test said that I did. So I went and bought another box of tests and brought them home. And, you know, this is where we get to this test is kind of hard to read. Brooke used the other one. So I was like, well, I guess I have it. So I just stayed home, whenever that was. I mean, that was a long time ago. But, yes, we understand that it says if there's a frowny face, you have it, right? If it's a happy face, you don't. We get that. It's just sometimes they don't fully develop, and it's hard to tell. And just to know if you're doing it exactly right. But I'm sure by now they've probably gotten better, and it's not surprising, I guess, that he would have it. He goes to school. He's around kids all the time. It is, even though it's 80 degrees, it's technically winter.
And I don't even know, like, your people, like, you just get, I mean, I don't even know why, you know, I don't even know why you tested for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I'm kind of surprised even. I could see
it. Just like I got a cold. Like, okay.
Right, you're testing for a cold. Right,
yeah.
Right? But I could see if someone has a pre-existing health condition or something like that or whatever. I don't know. But actually, I'm not sure that I do. I don't know. I'm not so sure that I understand why we still have tests for it. Because if it says you test positive, what's the guideline? They changed the guideline like a year ago that we read basically if you felt okay. Now, I don't remember if that was accurate or not. But it said if you felt okay that you could just do stuff. I think it might have said if you were vaccinated also. But it said if you felt okay that you could do your thing. When we were in the midst of the pandemic, it was like if you tested positive, you were supposed to what? Quarantine completely for however many days.
It says if you test positive for COVID-19 or have symptoms, regardless of vaccination status, stay at home for 5 days.
Okay, and that's a recent one?
Yeah.
Okay, because someone on here said they thought they just changed it to a one-day quarantine, which I was thinking that it was something crazy like that. But I may be thinking of the if you feel okay. It says testing is still important for the elderly and immune compromised. I lost your text or somewhere, but I get it. Folks like that. Yes, I understand them testing for it, I suppose. But as far as people who are not elderly and who do not have pre-existing health conditions, are you supposed to test for it? I guess you're supposed to test for it in case you run into someone who is elderly. But that just, to me, feels like no different than what we should have been doing all along with colds and the flu and the same reasons they told us to get flu shots every year my entire life. It was always, you know, it's not for you. It's for the people around you. Yes, you can survive the flu, but it will kill this many old people this year. Right. So that's why you should get vaccinated. So I don't know. And I also don't know if there's a vaccine. Like, is there a new vaccine? Is there a booster? Is it part of the flu? Is it part of the flu shot? I don't know. Last time I went to the doctor, they said I didn't need any shots, but I'm thinking I haven't had one in a while. So the last COVID thing that I got that I know of was the original booster that I had, that Moderna booster, which was, you know, a few months after the original J&J shot. I've had nothing since then. I didn't know if we were supposed to or not. But no one said anything to me about getting a vaccine. What'd she bring? Chips.
Bugles. Card for you.
Nice.
Oh,
son,
there you go. Hi, Chew.
Bugles, huh? Hi, Chew.
Doritos.
Just a snack pack for us, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, something Air heavy. Bag?
Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry. Try using your hands to pick it up.
Sorry.
It's clearly a heavy glass bottle of something.
Oh,
what are those?
High Noon Twisted Tea.
Oh, Snow Cone. Ooh. Twisted Tea, your favorite.
There's my favorite.
Oh, your actual favorite. Look what she brought you.
Yeah. She's so excited to get this bag. We gave her a bag of some?
Pecking duck bag, Peking duck.
Oh.
Oh, she wants something out of your office?
Something in my office.
Wow.
Now we got more stuff to put in my office.
Right.
Thank
Which
you,
is supposed to be clean.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
How did you get cigarettes when you were underage?
I was stolen from my dad.
Oh, smoking parent. Yeah. That helps.
Oh, yeah, then, and he bought them by the carton.
That really helps.
Yeah.
So then you probably had friends, too, that were like, hey, man.
Yeah, we'd like steal a pack from him when we were younger. And then when I got to be like, you know, 16 or 17, they just sell them to you at the gas station.
Yeah.
It was less lax. The 80s were a goddamn free-for-all.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we were just talking about. My brother said when he was a kid they didn't really care. I can't remember if he said there wasn't an age or they just didn't force it, but he's like, it wasn't difficult. But
it wasn't. You could find a place. I felt like, you know, if you were driving.
Yeah.
And I felt like that's the guy.
Yeah.
Like if you drove up there and said, I need a pack of cigarettes, they're like, fine.
Yep.
If you're riding your bike, they're like, not a chance.
Right.
I feel like that was the law in their head.
Yeah. This kid just ran. He's got a basket on the front of his bicycle and a little bell. Ding, ding.
Right.
I need a pack of smokes. It was that coveted. You wanted them so badly that when you found a friend whose dad smoked cigarettes, seeing a whole pack of cigarettes unopened that you knew was going to be yours or even split amongst your friends, I mean, I don't know if you felt this way, but it felt extremely valuable. It was extremely exciting. It was, but we got into cigarettes at a really young age. We were in fifth grade. So, you know, there was no going to the gas station and saying, excuse me, mister.
Right.
That wasn't going to happen. So somebody's parents had to smoke. And honestly, it wasn't even a pack. It was if you just saw a few cigarettes because there were times when you'd find those half-smoked cigarettes out of the ashtray and you would smoke them. But now I think they're real strict, right? Don't you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes now? Is that the rule?
No, I think you're 18.
It's 21 now.
I think they raised it.
At least in Kansas.
I think they might have raised it everywhere. Well, because you have to be 21 to get into a smoke shop now, don't you?
Yeah.
And that was always 18. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything was 18 except alcohol.
Kansas, for sure. I just checked that. Missouri's 21, too.
I know. I think Kansas City, Missouri went to 21.
Can you imagine
on the
day
state.
Before you turned 18?
I know.
They passed that law.
I know. And you're a smoker. You're
oh
so excited.
God.
And they're threatening. They're like, well, there's talk that they might change the law. And you're like, well, just don't.
Right.
And then what happens, too, if you are a smoker at 18
rioting.
And you've been buying cigarettes for a year and now you're 19, they should grandfather those kids in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you
yeah.
know what? When I turned 18, that was old enough to buy cigarettes, so here's the date.
They did it for booze.
They did that for booze and they changed the drinking ages?
Yeah.
Okay. They were like, hey, sorry, but this
yeah,
is
Yeah, so
works.
If you were like 20 and you had been drinking for 2 years, then you could just keep drinking.
Okay. Is that what... Could you buy... All booze at 18 for a while?
Well,
my brother
this
said it was
is
like
all
a
before
rule.
My time, but my dad used to say when he was a kid, they would drive to Ohio and get 3-2 beer.
Okay.
Which, you know, then they just drink more pitchers of 3-2 beer and then drive all the way back to Detroit. Like,
yeah,
so I think they were like, okay, this doesn't make sense.
Right, right. So probably no
And then in
liquor.
Canada, it was always 18.
Right. It still is, I think, right?
I don't know.
Feels like every other country's 18. But my brother said that the rule was something like to do with pitchers. Like you could go into an establishment
yes,
and they would
true.
Sell you a pitcher of beer with your friends. I don't remember if you had to have because
yeah.
in my mind I was thinking you just go in and say, well, the only kind of beer I can order is a whole pitcher. But he's like, no,
yeah.
it's like if you went there
yeah.
with your friends. But they could have, I think, the same thing. It had to be the lower alcohol probably.
Beer, yeah.
And I think also similarly, I'm pretty sure he said that they drove to Kansas to do it. Because the law, that's where they could get beer, but they couldn't do it in Missouri. But I could be wrong. Wasn't that stuff all left over from Vietnam? Didn't they change some of the laws because of Vietnam, because they were sending so many kids to war?
It's 19 in Canada now, they say.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe it was always 19. I don't know.
Well, it was 18 for sure.
That's what I thought.
It was. When I was a kid, it was 18.
Like in Europe, at least.
It was much 18. Easier to get a fake ID and have somebody believe that you're 18 when you're 16.
Exactly.
So you just go over there.
We literally had fake IDs for cigarettes. People were like, why would you get a fake ID to say you're 18? It's like, because we want cigarettes.
Right.
And so I never wanted to do it. The fake ID thing seemed, boy, risky. I don't know. If someone had an ID that looked like me, that was an actual ID, maybe I would have worked up the guts to use that.
About it.
But the idea of like printing off these, I don't know, just I didn't know how much trouble you get in. My friend did finally get busted one day. He hands the guy the ID.
The bar just takes it.
And well, this was at a gas station.
Well, they just take
and
it.
And the
right?
guy, well,
the cop's going to do something.
They sent a cop to his house, which to
they
me.
They did?
Uh huh. To me, it would have been, of course, we grew up, you know, in the suburbs, so I don't know right. if they do that everywhere. But yeah, we were begging the guy at the clerk at the gas station, just give it back. Look, you can cut it up and throw it away. This clerk couldn't have been much more than 21, 22. He was a kid himself. And he's like, no. I'm just thinking, why are you doing this
yeah,
to us, right? Come
guy,
on. We're 16 or however old we were. Please don't do this. And he's like, no, this is a big deal. I have too many people coming in here trying to do this. We're like, we're not trying to buy booze. We're trying to buy cigarettes.
Right.
So he kept it, and we just got in the car and left. My friend's like, let's just get out of here. But the thing is, my friend put his real address on
dummy.
The ID. It was so dumb.
Dummy.
He just, all he did was change the birthday part, and that was it. So yeah, that was probably too big of a risk for me to have the guts.
Oh, no.
The fake ID. I'll let someone else do it for sure.
We had a guy... Who was an ex-cop, and he had the machine.
We had a kid at our school who had the machine.
He had to go pay him $100 to make you an ID.
Yep. Kid at our school, the story was that like his brother worked at the DMV or something. I don't know where he got this thing, but they had the holograms in them and everything, and he made IDs for kids. I don't remember what they cost because I didn't – I thought about it, but I just, again,
right.
I didn't do it. That's the kind of thing I don't
know. I was
know.
Adam
My parents
Adam
were
Clayton.
A little too mad. That was your name? Did you choose it?
Yeah, I think we all did. I had got, I know there was, Paul, Adam, Larry. I think I was Adam Clayton. I could have been Larry, but we were just all, we just took the names from you two.
Ah.
Yeah.
No one's going to notice that.
Mm-mm.
Not one at a time, at least. There's no way. So whose ID said the Edge? That's the kid who's having the hardest time, right?
Yeah.
Having the hardest time trying to get booze. Yeah, I never used the fake ID, but I definitely tried to buy stuff underage. My thought was if they sell it to me, they should get in trouble, not me. And also, when I was buying cigarettes, there wasn't a smoking age when I was a kid. You had to be 18 to to buy them. So
oh, yeah.
The establishment could only sell them to 18-year-olds. But and parents could let their kids smoke.
Oh, yeah.
So if you bought cigarettes and, you know, they sold them to you, it was the establishment that got in trouble, not you. I heard later that they changed. Well, we had a German exchange student who came in high school, and she smoked cigarettes since before she'd come, you know, to the United States. And her parents had heard that, like, you have to be 18 to smoke, which they couldn't believe. So they made her go up in her bedroom and hide and crack the window because they didn't want anyone seen from the street.
Right, yeah.
They didn't want, and actually, she wasn't an exchange student. Her family had moved here because her dad worked for, like, Bayer. And we had to explain to them, she's not going to get arrested for smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, no, we can't get, deported.
Get trouble,
and I'm
right.
like, well, I get that you're worried about it. But hey, I got really good news, guys.
What do you got, buddy? What do you got?
I know that this has been rumored for a while. And then they said that it was going to happen. But that sort of thing happens a lot and then you never hear it about it again. It's official now because they've got a director and everything. Did you hear they're doing the sequel for Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No.
It's off the ground. I think they're like starting production now. Sam and Victor's Day Off?
Oh. Okay, so turns out Sam and Victor are getting their own day off. A new Ferris Bueller spinoff following them has been in the works for quite some time now. And it's finally found its director. David Katzenberg, best known for directing The Goldbergs, is stepping into John Hughes' legendary shoes. Sam and Victor's Day Off will take place on the same day Ferris famously cut glass.
Oh, cool.
And we'll finally find out what they got up to in that Ferrari.
My question is, and maybe I can find some information.
Now?
So when they take the Ferrari in and those two guys get in the Ferrari and go for a joyride.
Oh, it's them?
It's them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So you're going to find out what their day was like. It happens on the same day.
Okay, cool.
And you're going to figure out what they were up to. I don't know. I would assume that they've hired young actors.
I'm
but
sure.
it would be cool if they used, you know, what was that movie called? The Irishman, right? And use the deep fakes up and
make them look that young.
Make them look young. Well, it's these other two guys, right? I don't know. Well, they tried to make Robert De Niro look like he was in his 20s. It didn't work very well, but they gave it a shot, and I got to think the technology's even better now. They're bringing dead people back to life by just completely animating them, but I'm sure – I don't think that the people who are excited about this movie are real excited because it's got those two actors. Nothing against those two actors, but I don't think – I don't think those guys were household names.
Right.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe someone must be like, you kidding me? Those guys are huge stars. Right.
I don't think so.
But no. You're a big Ferris Bueller's fan,
I love that movie.
Right?
Love that movie.
I'm pretty sure it's Mitch movie critic. It's not Richard Roper. He always said that was his favorite movie.
Oh,
I think
really?
He had like a personalized plate or something that said Ferris.
Versace's
he talked about
King,
how it was
Chicago.
the perfect movie. I liked it, but some
That's
people
great.
Like I mean, yeah, I really like it, but some people
Charlie Sheen.
Think of it
it's great.
Like an absolute perfect movie. And it's like,
I don't know if it's perfect, but it's great.
I was probably just a little bit young, you know, just a tad.
Well, it seems like it's one of those movies that's, you know, necessarily.
No,
like
you
my
can
kids
go back
watch it
and
they liked it.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't seem dated.
No, I'm just saying maybe for the people
the
like Richard
Roper
who say it's the greatest
generational.
The greatest movie ever made, I wonder if those people were at a certain age when it came out that it, you know, just young or whatever. But I like it. I wouldn't even say it's my favorite movie of his.
Also, the producer of the co-creator of Cobra Kai is producing this.
Oh, really?
Well, there you go. There's a connection right there. What, you know, would you try and fill those shoes? They talk about Katzenberg is going to be the director. I always go back to the thing that you talk about.
He does a good job, though, like the Goldbergs. And
he
probably did
the
young Sheldon, too, I guess.
I don't know.
He's got that vibe to it.
He'll be fine. Goldbergs, but that's one of those things, like you always say, was it Stern that said it? Who said it that was like, you got to try?
Oh, yeah.
I know Carolla said it once, talking about filling
a lot of people,
in.
Like, you
like
know.
How are you going to live up to Howard
Stern?
Yeah,
like if Jennifer Aniston wants to go on a date with you, you're like, well, I'm no Brad Pitt, but I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot. And maybe it will.
The next shortstop after Jeter.
Yeah.
Go play.
And maybe it'll go down as one of those sequels that was better than the original.
Who knows?
You
got to give it a shot.
Could be, which there are a few of those. What are the ones that people always say are better? Terminator 2, right?
Godfather 2.
A lot of people will say Godfather 2. One of the Spider-Mans. Spider-Man, one of the Toby. I've seen Spider-Man show up on that list a lot. Was Spider-Man 2 like a really good movie?
Yeah.
Sequels that outshined. I know it was on a... I think people... It was like one of those, you know, the people voted and they say which sequels were better than the originals.
Right.
Okay, so some of these I don't know, and maybe it's not on this list. X-Men, First Class, don't know.
No.
Where is Spider-Man? Is there a Spider-Man? Oh, there's a Spider-Man. Yeah, Spider-Man 2, 2004, which means really? I saw that movie because I know my girlfriend and I all good. Too, saw it. I just don't remember. From Russia with Love, people say, is better. I got to be honest, the old Bond stuff.
Yeah.
All the Sean Connery ones to me, they're all kind of
I'm not a huge fan.
Like, it's all kind of one movie. I know people talk about at least one or two of them being like bad
Casino
movies.
Casino Royale was good.
Of the newer ones? Yeah. But, you know, oddly, I was looking at the best Daniel Craig Bonds, and they didn't say that was the best one. Because I watched all the Bond movies over Christmas break. Was that, this last Christmas break. I'd never seen the Bond movies, so I decided I was going to sit through all of them. What else do people think is better? Oh, people love Planet of the Apes. They say that second one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, is better. I never saw the second one.
These are my favorite Doritos.
Harry Potter, I've never seen any of these. What are they?
Spicy sweet chili.
That's my favorite, too.
Want one?
I call them, no, thank you, because once I have one, I'll just be craving them. I have to have those. Like, when I go to the lake, I always get a big bag of... Are they sweet and spicy chili or just spicy sweet chili?
Spicy sweet chili.
Spicy sweet chili. They're so good. They're the best Doritos.
A little purple bag, man.
Yep.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are we doing?
We're doing the news. That's what we're doing. Remember the incident on the set of Rust with Alec Baldwin?
I do. He killed a man.
Woman, I think?
Yeah, both.
Someone else was injured, right? I think maybe someone else was hit. Maybe not. Maybe it was just her. Was she the director? I feel like she was
someone important. A director of photography or something like that.
Okay. So she wasn't the director.
No, I feel like he was directing it.
Okay. But, Laszlo, you said the movie's still going to come out, you read, right? Like, that they're still going to make it? Weren't you the one that told me that?
I'm funding it.
Okay, Laszlo's funding it. I just assumed we'd never see it, but one of you guys, maybe both of you, said that they're making it, and it's still going to come out. But remember, Alec Baldwin looked like he was going to be in a bunch of trouble there for a while, and then suddenly they dropped everything, and they went after the armorer, which I don't think before this story most of us knew what the person who gives out the guns on a movie set is called. We might have been able to guess it, but after that story, we now all know that it's called The Armorer. And you might know a little bit more about how blanks are used and live rounds and all this stuff. Also, just like acting, apparently it runs in the family because her dad was an armorer, and then she was, I guess, like the cheaper armorer. That was kind of the impression that I got, which were some of the accusations against Alec Baldwin that he was cutting corners, trying to save money. So her trial has begun. Prosecutors say she was reckless. She didn't follow any of the rules that she, you know, knew she should have been following. The defense is saying it's Alec Baldwin's fault. He was cheap, tried to cut corners. So about what you'd expect.
Witnesses are going to describe the defendant's conduct as unprofessional and sloppy. The prospect of live ammunition landing up on a film set is incomprehensible. It's something that should never happen. The evidence will show that the defendant treated the safety protocols as if they were optional, rather than if people's lives counted on her doing her job correctly.
According to prosecutors, 6 rounds of live ammunition were found on set, even showing a photograph of a gun holster worn by the film star Alec Baldwin that they claim held a real bullet, and that Gutierrez Reed brought them from the home of her father, also a well-known Hollywood armorer.
It did feel a little bit like when Alec Baldwin was getting in trouble that maybe it was slightly politically motivated, that sheriff or whatever he was, I don't remember if he was the DA or the sheriff, I think he was the sheriff, I think it kind of seemed like he liked being in the news. You got the impression that maybe he wasn't a big fan of Alec Baldwin. And when they started laying those charges on him, I was like, well, look, I don't know how this works.
Right.
I don't know how the law works. So I certainly don't know how this should work. But the more you read about it, the more it felt like they were going after Alec Baldwin a little harder than you would have expected.
I thought so, yeah.
But then suddenly it was, no, okay, it's... Because in my mind, I thought, whose responsibility is it on the set? If they hire someone whose job it is to make sure that there's no bullets in the gun, then that's their job. And then people tried to make the argument, yes, but he hired her. Yeah, or yes, but he didn't allow them a big enough budget to get a better armorer. No. I don't like going down that road.
No.
Whose job was it to make, who handed him the gun and said it's safe to shoot?
Right. And was it their job?
Right. And when you tell me
by the way, I'm also like, unless you can prove that there is some sort of nefarious intentions. Well, the way gun laws are here, it was an accident.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it'll be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure. Does anybody get in trouble?
Involuntary manslaughter.
You don't get in trouble if you accidentally shoot someone here.
Well, I mean, I guess you can, but
I've never seen it.
It would be involuntary manslaughter, right?
People are accidentally shooting each other all the time here.
Let me see. What does she face? Mrs. Gutierrez-Reed faces involuntary manslaughter charges in the shooting death of Helena Hutchins. Yeah, that was her name. She's also charged with one count of tampering with evidence.
I'll tamper with your evidence.
Mr. Baldwin, who's also facing an involuntary manslaughter charge in a separate case, has pointed to... Oh, so he is still facing charges, has pointed to her as being responsible for the incident. Gutierrez-Reed, who has pleaded not guilty to all three charges, has accused Baldwin of running a chaotic set with little concern for safety training. She maintains she is not directly to blame. That's the other thing. For safety training, whose job is it to train the armor? Was it Alec Baldwin's job to train you? Because I find that very hard to believe. I don't think it was. I think you were an armorer. If you're old enough to be an armorer and you were taking the paycheck of an armorer and you said you were the armorer, then I'm sure with that should come the responsibilities of being an armorer. Course. So you can't say, like, he was supposed to train me. That's not. I don't think Alec Baldwin does that, and I could be wrong. Maybe he's done it a million times. But he's an actor, even if he's producing the movie or directing the movie. I seriously doubt that part of his job is training the armorers.
No, that's you feel like you hire thing. That person, and they already know how to
and
do it.
That's it. That's it. And so when you say, hey, I'm an armorer, oh, you are? And I don't know if you have to have some sort
I'm
of
sure
certification.
I'm sure you have to have some sort of certification. Yeah. I'm sure.
I mean, in California, I would almost...
I would think anywhere goals. You have to have a certification.
But yes,
I'm in charge
of
the weapons.
I guess that you'd need it. If you're bringing guns onto the set, then you probably have to have taken some sort. Although, Lazo, like you just pointed out a second ago, it wasn't that long ago when it was like, hey, if you want to carry a gun around in your pants, you got to get some sort of certification.
Right.
Now it's like, no, you don't have to do that.
Right.
Hey, I found this gun in the street. It's an AK-47. Can I sell this? Well, sure. Yeah.
Well,
I don't have any paperwork or anything. Oh, that's okay. No, seriously. Yeah, you can sell it. You might want to look at the serial number, make sure it wasn't reported stolen. Well, it's not shown that it was reported stolen. Oh, well, lucky you. Yeah.
Or not. Just sell it.
Just go sell that thing. You're not a felon, are you? No. Will I be if I sell this thing? Oh, no. No. Just wanted to make sure you weren't already a felon for, you know, like selling marijuana or something. Because if you'd done that, then you wouldn't be allowed to sell that.
Unless you're at a gun show, then you can sell it.
Right. Unless you're a felon, I think. I think that's the only rule. I really don't know. I was asking someone about this
the other day. I'm sure you can sell it.
And I know I shouldn't be, but I was really surprised what this person was telling me about rules of selling guns, at least in the state of Missouri, because he was giving me this whole scenario, and I was like, so you could just sell a gun that you don't know where it came from? Yeah, in Missouri. Now, he could have been wrong. I don't know, and maybe someone on Twitch who's really into guns can correct me, but he made it seem like it's not difficult. He said the only issue is if you're a felon. If you're a felon or if the gun has been reported stolen. So you want to make sure that has been reported stolen. And then if you're not a felon, you're good to go. Hey, does anyone still have their old Sony Walkman? Walkman? Do you say Walkman or Walkman?
Depends on if Walkman. I have more than one of them. Walkmans.
Right. It's like the Z-Man or Z-Man.
I might have one. Yeah, that's a callback, people. See how I did?
Yeah. I think I said Walkman when I was a kid. Maybe I said both. But I never had the actual Sony one, I don't think. Oh, I know I didn't, actually.
I just thought I
did they make one? Did they make one? Other people make them?
Oh, yeah. I had a Koss.
Like CD players?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could buy any cheap brand. Magnavox.
Yeah, there's a ton. But I had a red Sony. I might still have it somewhere.
Nicest one I had was...
Mine was black and silver.
I think a Panasonic one. Did you ever have the yellow Sport Walkman, the coveted one that had the like water resistant flip lid,
bounce proof or whatever?
Yeah, bounce proof. So when I put it in my car, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, this is for. I'm talking the original Walkman, the tape players, not the CD Discman.
I remember the yellow ones, like black rubber around it and stuff.
Yeah, they were supposed to be like crack proof, I guess.
Yeah, you could jog with them or
water
whatever.
Water resistant. Yeah, things like that. But
they had those CD ones too, right?
Yeah, the Discman came later.
Oh, the Discman. That's the difference. That's your time.
And I'm sure those are probably worth something now too. But the story in the news.
I had a red tape one that played tapes. Is that what you had?
No, I had a red CD player. Sony.
Okay, I had a red tape one.
Are you too young to have had the tape player Walkman?
My sister's had them.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of crazy. I guess, there's enough years.
Not really,
because
I was CDs young when I had mine. I had a paper route.
Oh.
And I wasn't allowed to have the big boy paper route because I wasn't old enough.
Yeah.
So I had the you deliver twice a day paper, or twice a week paper route.
And then in seventh grade, I got an iPod. So that was the end of the walk.
Yeah. There's
I tried that
kind of
gig
matters.
Twice when I was preteen and teenager. Like, I always thought when I was like 13, I'm like, one of these women in this neighborhood is going to yeah. me in. I did.
Yeah.
I honestly did. Never.
Just didn't work out?
No. And then I was like, you know what? Let's up our game. And then I did room service.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You'd think that the odds there, I think, would increase a little bit with
one
room
dude.
Service. But,
hey, is my Walkman worth money? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, pajamas. Your Walkman is probably worth some money, especially if it's Sony. If it's still in the box,
I know it's Sony.
Then yeah. it's worth a lot, like maybe over $1,000.
Put on a Walkman and see the world in a whole new light.
Roughly 40 years later, the name hasn't aged so well, but the devices themselves are definitely having a moment. The Sony Walkman, including the beloved yellow sports model, can fetch hundreds of dollars on eBay. And if the so-called portable music player is in the original box, the price jumps into the thousands.
Mm. Okay, this is a true story. One of the very last times I was at a Kmart, I saw a Sony Walkman in a box. You know, Kmart would have this stuff that had been sitting on the shelves right. for years, and they never marked the prices down because I guess they weren't allowed to. Like, they would be selling, you know, Super Nintendo games two generations past when anyone else was, right? There'd
right.
just be like one or two of them somewhere. And in the electronics section, they had a Sony Walkman that was in the box. And I said to my girlfriend, like, I should buy that. And she's like, why? I was like, it's cool. It's in the box. That could be worth something someday.
And it was still like the original price, right?
Yes. It was whatever they had charged for it originally. They'd
so I've heard,
the
I had,
down.
Because Kmart started in Michigan. Maybe it didn't. But the CEO was there. And there's people that I knew whose parents worked there, like in the marketing department and stuff.
Yeah.
And they said, and I thought this was really interesting, but it's funny that you bring it up, that the reason why, like, there may be, like, say there was probably two Kmarts in Missouri, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they, all the rules come from places where Kmarts are still thriving.
Okay.
So they don't cut down the prices on that stuff because they don't really know that it's there.
Right.
But you have to go through corporate to get it, and they're not going to cut the, right. So they're like, oh, well, you have a Walkman, but
you don't
that's
have
the price. You don't have the,
you don't
authority,
have the authority
to cut
to
it. We'll send you
price.
Memos of what the prices are, what the specials are, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the Walkman that's been in your store for 50 years,
years,
right.
Later. Yeah.
We're not sending out memos on that, so that's the price.
Yeah. They would have like random old video games, right. and it was the original price always. And I'm like, why isn't this on sale? Mm-hmm. But they never were, so that makes sense.
I had a buddy whose dad was in charge of making the Sears toy catalog for Christmas.
Oh, man, I loved the Sears
right?
toys catalog.
Toy that catalog. Was his job. He did it.
Did you?
He was like, he was in charge of purchasing. Like, I think maybe he did. He was in charge of the magazine, but he did, like, the buying or, you know, the toys.
Yeah. And
for
did,
Sears.
Did you get the Sears catalog and circle the stuff you wanted for
yeah,
Christmas?
Yeah, of course, man. But
parents?
I was bigger into Toys R Us.
Toys R Us was the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Toys R Us felt like it was for rich people. They
Toys
didn't
R Us felt
either.
Like love.
Okay.
I'm being honest. Like, if someone took you there, they loved you. Right? Like, they loved you. They weren't chintzing. There wasn't like, we can get it for cheaper somewhere else. It was like,
no, because it was
hey,
retail,
I am taking you to the greatest store of all time, and we are going to go to Toys R Us. Like, it literally felt like love. Like, this person loves me.
It felt
They're
almost
not saying we're going to go to this discount store and get the same thing.
Right.
It's like, I'm going to take you where to this store, and we're not going to take you to this discount store that also sells tires
right.
and clothes and all this other stuff.
This is just for you.
No, we're going to take it. You're going to walk up every aisle, up and down.
Yeah.
That's why I took my kids there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a magical place.
Didn't I buy you anything you wanted there
you
one time, too?
You did. You said that I got
I used to take my kids to Toys R Us, like, you know, twice a month. And we just go on a Wednesday morning, and I'd let them walk through it, or they could buy anything they want. Anything you want. One thing. You pick it out. You can get anything you want.
Even if it was a gaming console or something like that?
You know what the truth is, man?
They never
did anything big.
Okay.
Never did anything big. You know, it was usually like, you know, what's your guess? Toys. Euro was much more like, you know, Lego sets.
That was not my
Cars point. Toys. You know what I mean? The movie.
Oh,
he loved
that.
Yeah. Well, action figures, you know, stuff like that. A big, you know, matchbox car set things, right? That was really his. And then Chacha was always like, I'll have a hockey stick. I want goal, you know, nets with hockey pucks.
Sports.
And yeah, all sports stuff mm-hmm. usually for him.
Yeah, that place felt like torture to me because I couldn't
get
anything.
I tell you, I got them that. And, you know, Chacho liked Paw Patrol for whatever reason. He was a big, as
I
much as Zero like.
Didn't he also like Little Bill?
Caillou. Caillou. That's what Chachalo. He liked Caillou, the bald-headed kid.
One of them liked Little Bill.
Hero liked Little Bill. That's, he wanted us to name Chacho Little Bill.
That's what it was. That's why I thought it was Chacho. Because, okay, Euro's the one who
this year for Christmas, they both got one gift from Santa Claus.
And?
Chacho got all of the Paw Patrol cars.
Oh, was he excited?
And Euro got all of the cars.
Were they excited about it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They were in the room with a gift, you know, Merry Christmas from Santa.
Man, I remember Euro loving cars. Like, every line of that movie memorized. Because I didn't realize that movie, to me, that was one of the first Pixar movies that I was kind of like, oh. But it was because it was for kids. Right. They didn't really try and make it for adults as much as they had the other ones. So I didn't realize until Euro starts talking about cars, and you were talking about how much car stuff you're getting. And that's when I saw, oh, this movie is massively popular. And I go over there, and it's on, and he knows
words
to it. I bet if he turned it on now, he probably Yeah. Does he?
Like when he's a teenager, I was like, hey, man, you want to watch this? I think, yeah, I think he likes it. It's nostalgic for him, but I think he's also nice enough to know that it's probably me who's enjoying it a little bit more.
Right.
You know? Yeah. He's like, yeah, and he'll watch it. He'll laugh at me. He's like, I love it. Love it. But I'm also like, you know, if I wasn't there, he wouldn't turn it on.
Yeah. It's nostalgic.
But, yeah. You just think, stuff me and him did together.
You think there's any Kmarts left?
Yeah, one.
One?
I'm going to say one or two.
Well, the most recent article I could find was from the end of last summer. It said that there was one in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
But then it did say that there was one in Guam. Mm. And then it talked about the Virgin Islands. So the ones in the Virgin Islands might still be there, but that's that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, Kmart was bigger than Walmart. Walmart was like the cheaper, smaller store. Kmart was the nicer, bigger store.
It was massive. My grandmother, like as a little boy, I remember my mom and my grandmother taking me there, and they would like, you know, they would hustle to the Blue Light Special. That little cart would move around. I was like, wow. And I always thought you would go eat. They had a little Kmart diner.
My aunt worked there, so we went there and got cheeseburgers.
Yeah, me too. Cheeseburgers were great.
Yes, and we got them for free because my aunt was
sit there and eat with my grandmother and my mother, you know, at Kmart.
Yep, we lived like right behind it. So it was like the only place we could really walk other than other friends' houses.
I would get super excited, like if the Blue Light Special was in the toy section.
Of course.
I'm like, what?
Right.
We got to go.
This is it. It's like, woo, you know? It's like one of those daily deal things. Yep. It was a big deal. But yeah, snow cone.
The cafeteria,
have you been in a Kmart?
It. People are even texting in now. You know, the cafeteria was solid.
It was. Well,
they changed all that.
Mine was
different. Even they had one up here when I first moved here.
Yeah, they didn't have the cafeteria or anything. Yeah, I don't remember when they started getting rid of the cafeteria. I mean, the Kmart that we lived by closed, I think, before you got here. Well, no, it might have been open a little bit.
And there was one on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and then there was one on Metcalf.
There was one in Independence that stayed open for quite a while, and then I think there was one up north, but they're all gone now. That
one on Metcalf didn't close. I mean, it was a while ago, but not that long ago.
Yeah, wasn't that like around the same time as, what was that mall called? Was it Metcalf Mall?
Because you could roll in there and buy, could roll in there and buy underwear for cheap and socks, you know? And if you got two boy kids, you're like, man,
pick up
underwear, I can buy like 20 of them here for $4, you know?
Pick up an Atari game while you're at it.
The Church of Last.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hello.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Mr. Big.
That's me.
Yeah.
Doing the news.
Oh, Mr. Big with the news.
Get that energy. Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
The famous daytime talk show host. I think former daytime talk show host, right? She has been diagnosed with dementia.
Is she old?
Not really.
I didn't think so. That's weird.
Yeah. Apparently, this type of dementia that she has is the most common type of dementia for young people, people under the age of 60, 65, something like that, I think they said. And they're making a documentary about her. And they showed some, there's some clips that you can watch online, like from the trailer, a teaser trailer or something. And it feels kind of wrong. I mean, she's sitting in a room. I didn't know there was anything wrong with her. So I went from knowing that her show was over, which doesn't seem like that long ago, to hearing this news and seeing this this story about this documentary. And maybe stuff was being taken out of context. I don't know. But she's like in her bed crying about how she misses her family that she doesn't get to see. And I get the impression that they're saying, like, you just saw him. I don't know. But I thought, Do we need to see this? I mean, I guess you could say that maybe it's good to create awareness about dementia and let people know. But also, how can – this is a dumb question. How can she consent to this documentary if – I don't know how bad her dementia is. So they just, it's just a little teaser, but it is –
I'm sure she has a – well, somebody said a conservatorship or a power of attorney that can agree to do the documentary.
Seems like her niece is also like one of the producers for her daytime talk show, and I think her niece might have something to do with the documentary. I know that she's been doing interviews talking about her aunt, but it is the same type of dementia that Bruce Willis has.
Oh.
So that's two celebrities, and under a couple of years, COVID. They're young. You think it's COVID?
I think a lot of stuff is COVID.
COVID led to dementia. That could be, because I don't remember young people getting dementia like this before.
This morning, the devastating health update for daytime talk show icon Wendy Williams. Her care team revealing in a statement Thursday that she's been diagnosed with primary progressive aphasia and frontotemporal dementia, also known as FTD.
When I saw her, she didn't have to say one thing. I knew that every cylinder is not firing the way it should.
That, I mean, right. You know, having, I remember Seth Rogen talking about his mother-in-law having Alzheimer's,
yes.
I think it was, right? And did you ever see any of the footage of what they had to do to care for her
no.
in the home? She was in one of those beds that moves, like it spins around to keep her from getting bed sores because she was...
Man.
And I just thought, it's not fair to the person that it's happening to,
no.
first and foremost. But it's also not fair to the people that are going to have to take care of them. And I don't say that because, oh, now you have to take care of someone. I mean, that's part of it. But because you have to watch this happen to a
right.
loved one.
This There's is the one guy who posts stuff on social media who his dad lives with him.
Yeah.
And every morning, it's almost like 50 first dates. Every morning he's like, hey, dad. He's like,
I've seen some of those.
You're my son?
It's
the same guy. And he's like, okay. Yeah. He's like, all right. And then he pets his dog, and he'll say, like, he hates the dog being on the bed. So he'll be like, come on. But he talks to him, and the guy, yeah. he's like, oh, I had a kid. And he's like, yeah. He's like, where do we live? He's like, California. He's like, all right. And so, he does, like, an update every day. Like, all right, Dad, let's get in the shower. And he's like, all right, yeah, I should take a shower. You want to eat breakfast first? And he kind of gets through it, you know?
Yeah. There was
so I'm sure it'll get worse, you know, but just kind of felt like he was taking care of him.
Wasn't there a video of a guy on an airplane? Isn't that what it was, where he was asking for his wife or something that it went viral, and they said that this guy had some form of dementia. He didn't look all that old, as I recall, but he didn't remember why he's on this airplane,
right.
didn't know where his wife was. Oh, it's just – and when they talked about Bruce Willis
– well, they show this guy, and he asked about his wife, and he's like, still infatuated with my mother. They've been divorced for 45 years or something.
Oh, they got divorced
yeah.
and he asked about her. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, ask about her like – she's not – asking you to
Who's
do
your
crap
mother,
like,
that kind
oh, okay,
of, yeah.
okay. I didn't know if it was like he loved her. That would be sad too.
Yeah.
But with Bruce Willis, I remember them saying that part of the early indicator is that he could see a sentence for him. He's an actor, so it was reading lines. Someone could say, "This is what you need to say," and he can hear it, and he knows this is what I need to say, and he just can't make the words come out of his mouth. His brain and his mouth can't quite connect. And as time went on, they had to put earpieces in his ears to like read him each line beforehand. And he only was doing a couple lines per movie by the end there. And it got to the point where he couldn't do that. And now that family will post pictures of him. And I don't know why. I just get the impression that like he doesn't speak now. That's kind of the impression that I get, that it's because it's just progressed. Man. And I don't know how long that's been since we found out that news about him, but it's been within the last year or two. It hasn't been that long. And yeah, Wendy Williams is 59, by the way. So this documentary is going to be on Lifetime, and I don't know that I can handle that.
Man, 59 seems too young
for
that.
It's too young. Too young.
Because I always thought in your 70s. You
right.
know?
Bruce is probably late 60s. Does that sound right?
70 maybe?
But yeah, he might be close, hovering there. But 59. But they said this is the most common type of dementia for people under the age of 60. So, yeah, I don't need anything else to be scared of. I didn't know a lot about ALS until you started talking about ALS. I could have gone without knowing that stuff. There's a lot of things that I don't need to know, especially when it comes to here are the early warning signs. Because trust me, as everyone who's ever listened to the show knows, I've had plenty of trouble for plenty of time trying to get the right words to come out of my
mouth. Bruce was 68.
68, okay.
So, I mean, you're like, that's young, but it's only 5 to 6 years young.
He's you know, 10 years older, basically, than Wendy Williams. 59, and I guess we'll see how bad it is in this documentary, or for people who watch it, Will. But it sounds like it's pretty bad. I also wonder how quickly it does progress. Like, what is the outlook a year from now? What do the doctors say? Will she be able to speak at all? Is it something where it won't be that bad? It'll be kind of like, I say not that bad. But will she be having conversations like that guy on TikTok that you're watching 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Or will she lose the ability to speak altogether? My grandma couldn't talk at all. And it happened pretty much overnight. There was some confusion.
Wendy Williams' guardian files lawsuit against Lifetime's parent company?
Yeah, there's people not happy about it. The family, it looked like some of the people are split on it. But and my grandma would just look at you. I mean, she knew it was you. Like, if you walked in, she'd smile, and she knew it was me, and she'd, you know, want to give me a hug, but she couldn't talk. And it happened just... But they thought that she might have had some sort of bacterial or viral infection that happened when she took a trip to the Amazon, because she vacationed all the time and traveled the world. And I guess it started after she got back from this trip to the Amazon, somewhere exotic. And they think that it's possible she got – as a kid, I'm like, wait, she got bit by a mosquito and couldn't talk? Like, that didn't make any sense. That can't be true. But as I got older, I was like, oh, I guess they must have been implying that – she got some sort of infection and that it caused that. But yeah, she definitely knew it was you. There was no like, hey, do you remember me? She knew she couldn't talk. And it just happened to go like from being able to speak to just basically overnight.
And does she know? Talk. That's a thing. Like, man.
She had to have known. I mean, you could read her body language, you know, and I don't know.
Was she frustrated? Was she mad? Was she sad? You know what I mean? Like, you can't be inside someone's head.
Right.
No. So you're like, oh, man, you know.
She seemed happy when she saw us. I don't know what she was like when we left. I know that she was at a nursing home that was accused of some bad stuff later on.
Right.
But it was all my
dad. But she couldn't tell you.
Right. And she couldn't tell us. There were stories about, oh, well, she turned the hot water on in the tub and just left the hot water running on herself. You know, we had her in the tub and she just went and turned the hot water on. Oh, did she?
Right.
Right? Because she might be thinking, I didn't do that. The guy burned me. He torches me. And now they're saying that I'm burning myself in the tub. She had no way to communicate. That's a terrifying thought.
Yeah.
And also, I know my dad was sick about it. But he didn't know what to do. She needed full-time care. He couldn't care for her full-time at the home. Right. And so you put her in a nursing home, and that's what he could afford.
Hope for the best.
You know, yeah, that's it. So dementia just seems, in some ways, it seems extremely cruel, obviously, and cruel to the people around you. But I also get back to Seth Rogen. He mentioned in his book that there is something about losing a little bit of your faculties as you get older, because maybe you're not thinking about the fact that your days on this earth are not long, and that your friends around you have all that, that you're not constantly thinking about all those things, that you're a little bit like loopy.
Right,
you know?
Sure.
And that maybe that can be a good thing as you're getting older, because it'll make you, I guess, slide into death with a little bit more ease. I don't know. Lazo, what's that show? Yellowstone.
Yeah.
You like that show, right?
I do. So do you, right?
So I watched the first season and a half or something like that, but I never
made it
past that.
I thought you watched all of them.
No, I watched the spinoffs, remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So That show is a Paramount show, but they couldn't get it onto Paramount. They didn't have a streaming service in time, so Peacock got the show, which was really bad for Paramount. And it's still on Peacock, I think. It's going to be on there for like a while. The deal said that they get to keep it until it's like a year after the final season airs or something like that. Well, now Peacock trying to capitalize on it even more so because Paramount launched all the spinoffs. They're like, we got to get our own show back. So they launched spinoffs, kind of like Taylor re-recording her own album.
Right, sure.
But now Peacock is doing their own sort of spinoff, except they're not calling it Yellowstone because I don't think they own the rights to that. But it is very clearly a Yellowstone-inspired show, except they decided, why don't we do the reality show version of Yellowstone?
Come on.
But here's the thing. McBee Dynasty. Guess what state it takes place in?
No idea.
Missouri.
Oh,
some
really?
Missouri ranchers in there. They've fallen on hard times, and you wouldn't believe all the stuff they go through, Lazlo.
Cowboys. In every sense of the word.
Yes! Run!
It may look fun.
Watch yourself!
But it's chaos.
I'm Steve McBee. I spent the majority of my life building this farm and ranch, acre by acre. One of the boys is going to have to take over the farm. I'm just not sure who that's going to be.
Ooh.
This family in the drama.
Right now, we're $50 million in debt.
We have so many enemies in this community.
It's like the whole world's against you.
I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say we'd rather die than watch this place go down.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen to that.
I know you guys had ranchers over there.
I didn't either. Real American Cowboys. It takes viewers behind the scenes of the high-stakes world of farming and ranching in rural Missouri. McBee Farm and Cattle is on the brink of becoming a billion-dollar business.
McBee Cow and Farm?
McBee, like M-C-B-E-E. McBee Farm and Cattle is on the brink of becoming a billion-dollar business or a financial disaster. It all depends on the decision over $100 million from a venture capital firm, whether or not they're going to get this money. And, you know, who's going to get the farm, I guess, because it sounds like Dad doesn't know who he's going to get. Lazlo, there are sheets on here that I found. This is Yahoo News, this one. And it's giving me rundowns of each character. And obviously that looks like Yellowstone font, right? I mean, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's very obvious. But I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess that they're going to have a hard time finding a real family who has as much drama as the Duttons, is that their name?
Yeah.
As the Dutton family. Because they have like Sopranos-level drama in their lives. And, you know, maybe that's what it's like being a rancher. I don't know. They've certainly got in the ads for this thing, there's helicopters in the background and everything else.
I had no idea you had billionaire ranchers in Missouri. Where do they live?
That's what I want to know. I tried finding where this place is. I guess I didn't try that hard. But each thing I found just said rural Missouri.
Twitch knows. He says, is it Gatlin?
Okay, Gatlin, Mo. Huh?
Gatlin?
Where does it say?
Galatian?
I don't know.
I have no idea how to say that.
Is he spelling it out for us? Gall.
Gallatin. I'm looking at it right now. It's got a website.
Gallatin.
McBee Farm and Cattle Company.
Gallatin.
Gallatin, Missouri.
Gallatin.
Gallatin, Missouri. Or Gallatin, depending on...
Gallatin.
We got three different people
no
telling
one cares.
Us how to sound it out. So what part of the state is that
break.
In, though?
Is it
in the boot heel? Well, I want to take a road trip there.
Okay,
yeah, you can go hunting there.
Okay.
Whitetail, turkey, bird. There you go.
Can we shoot stuff from a helicopter?
I don't know. Well, I'm sure Sarah Penland's with you.
Let's check it out. I thought you'd be excited. That's the only reason I brought it up. I know.
We can go turkey hunting. You want to go turkey hunting?
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah, sure. Turkey hunting, we can go turkey hunting.
There's a bunch of people with a bunch of dead turkeys here.
Isn't turkey hunting hard? That's where you have to call them in and then lay low and then use a shotgun slug. Yeah, but it's like you don't see them very often. Maybe you don't see deer either. I don't know. I don't hunt.
Well, I'm just on a property. I'm sure they fill it with turkeys.
No, that's
it's like a stocked lake.
That's a good point.
They don't want you to come there and not kill a turkey.
True, true, true. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, let's do it.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
murder
you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
I was asking about... I just, yeah, but
you're just talking like
my,
we...
Map out my
talking about that
future.
Stupid town for like 30
minutes. And me and
Stoko
checked out
what
an
town?
Hour ago.
No, I was talking to Twitch. They're answering me.
I had to say like, is there propane behind that restaurant there?
They're explaining it to me. I wasn't talking to you guys. I was talking to Twitch. They were explaining it.
Jesus Christ. We had to hear it.
You didn't have to. You can just tune out. I was trying.
I can't not hear you.
Can't not hear you.
I was just trying to figure out what it costs
but why?
To live cheaply. I'd like to know about my future, potentially, you know?
You're just going to move into your girlfriend's dad's house.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Can I get a trailer?
Shut it.
Can I get a trailer, put it on a piece of land?
You're going to move into your girlfriend's dad's house in South Florida.
What would that cost me?
You little bitch.
Rural Missouri. Rural Georgia. That's all.
Simp.
I was just curious. I think, you know, there's something to it.
Give me one of those shots. Jesus Christ.
I think there's something to it. I see a lot of these people, they seem happy as long.
Okay, thank you.
What about your giant White Claw? Why didn't you drink that?
It's too big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too big for him.
No, Lindsay dropped off a tall girl. That's right.
Too much White Claw. Too much White Claw for him.
Too big.
Too much. I need a smaller one.
Snowcone, if you're going to binge some White Claws, all joking aside, you go, you buy, what do they come in, like a 12-pack?
Mm-hmm.
And how many 12-packs do you buy?
One.
Okay, so then do you just drink 12 of them? Is that, that's a...
Yeah.
At the end of 12, do you think I wish I had more White Claws or...
No.
You think that was the right amount?
Yeah, it's good.
When you get to number 11, are you thinking, damn, I only got one left? Or you're feeling pretty good?
No, usually it's
good. 12's the right amount.
Yep.
12 White Claws. It's like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll? Take Snowcone 12 regular White Claws to get hammered.
Is it super easy to make your panties
don't
drop?
Don't get hammered.
Have you had 12 of them?
Hell yeah. Man, yeah, starts posting Instagram stories.
You think I'm funny, pretty girl, huh?
You don't get hammered from 12?
Oh, I mean, like, I don't get hammered. I don't get wasted. You know what I mean?
Well, you make sketchy decisions.
Yeah, going with guys you shouldn't.
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you want to get hammered on a Friday.
Sucking you didn't want to.
Whoa.
What?
Just want to make sure he caught that. But if today's Friday, if you're going to get wild tonight on Friday night, then maybe you get two 12-packs?
No. Just
2 12-packs of White Claws is too much.
It seems like a lot, but I don't know. I mean, I can drink a lot of beer.
I can plow through White Claw.
I've drank as many as probably 22 Keystones at a time sitting on the couch before.
I've never done that.
You've never done that? You never just sat there with a case of beer and thought, I'm not putting this in the fridge because there's no reason
I don't really drink beer to get hammered.
Oh.
It's man, not just such a process.
Missing out.
I mean, I'll drink 4 or 5 beers, but...
Yeah, but...
If I'm going to get drunk, then I'm going to, you know, I'll start...
With liquor.
Drink it, yeah, like that. It's quick.
Yeah, but the beer, it's like a frog
in
a boiling pot.
I'm going to be so
bloated. You don't know, you know, you don't know exactly what it's such a slow process.
I know what I'm doing. I'm 22 beers in. I'm like, I've had 22 beers.
Well, by then you're hammered, yeah. Yeah, and you're feeling pretty good. But I'm just saying, it's like, you know, how many pennies does it take until you're actually rich? I don't know. There's a very fine line there. With a shot, you can go from barely having a buzz to... I might have drank a little too much. With
in a couple of seconds. It just happened to me.
Exactly. You're like, damn, that thing was strong. That was one of those 99 bananas. I probably shouldn't have had that. But with beer, you get plenty of warning. You just don't.
County clerk just tacked on $99 million in interest to Trump's payment. So now he owes $454 million.
Witch hunt! This is a political witch hunt.
I certainly tried to change the name to something.
Did he try that?
I read. You know what? Again, I'm a headline guy. Like... Putting the company in something in Florida or something? I don't know.
Well, that would make sense. I wondered what they were going to do. Just put it in the kid's name, change the name of the company. If he's not allowed to do business there, then I figured they would have to...
But would he still have to pay it? I don't know.
Right. I figured he would have to put it in other people's names.
Yeah, but would he still have to pay... I don't know.
Well, let's see.
It was something that I read, but I didn't really read it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't take any more Trump. And it's not... Like, I don't want to do it in the sense that, like... I hate him, and I'm not. It's not a political thing. It really, like, I'm not going to vote for him. And you know that, and I do hate him. But like, the tired of reading about him isn't a political thing. I'm just like, dude, it's every day with you.
I know, and it's going to get worse again.
Like, it's just like I'm bored with you.
Right.
I'm not. It's not interesting. It's every goddamn day. It's just something stupid.
Well, didn't you feel like that after the election? Like, finally, a break from Trump. And now that it's coming
people
back,
are like, what are Biden? What's Biden doing? I'm like, I don't know, but he's not tweeting.
Right. I don't.
Seems
care.
To be
exactly.
Fine.
I don't know, and
he's
I like
not
it that
getting
way.
Arrested. He seems to be fine.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know, and that's how I prefer it.
Right.
What Biden do yesterday? I don't know.
Right.
What did he tweet today? I don't know if he tweeted anything at all. I really, really, really like that about. Everybody other than Trump, pretty much. And it's as we get closer, I mean, I know the Daily Show's going through those guest hosts now. They got Jon Stewart doing the show once a week, and he mentioned last week how many days it is until the election. I was like, God damn, man. And he, you know, he's talking about like it's gonna be wild, like, you know, depending on the coup and all these other things, the Civil War. I don't remember exactly what he was saying. He's like, it's gonna be tough. Just try to try to ride it out, which is what I've been telling myself for a while, because we knew that Trump, when he lost the election, one of the very first things, no matter where you were watching the election results, someone probably turned to you and said, you know, he's probably going to, or they at least said, he can run again. Like, in case you haven't thought of this,
oh, yeah,
he can run again. And that became a thing, like, you know, he can run again. Then he had definitely lost, and it's like, he'll probably run again. I don't remember it being, he'll probably run again, to, he is running. In my mind, it was just, he was automatically going to run again. But at least then we had 4 years, and I thought, well, maybe he'll get distracted. Maybe he'll make a bunch of money off of being president, and he'll do all these speaking engagements, and he'll think this is so much easier. And when they say, now it's time to go to these rallies, he'll be like,
it'll
I'm
be
tired
hard
of
for
that.
Him. I am a little bit surprised that he's running again, but I mean, not really, but I'm a little bit surprised because it will be hard. Like, he can't pull the same stuff this time. If he loses, it'll just be like, you lost, dude. He'd be like, well, I want a recount. They'd be like, yeah, no.
Maybe.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he won't be able to be like, I'm the president, I'm not leaving.
Well, that part, right.
See, like, absolutely. All that crazy stuff, that can't happen.
No, that part is obviously different. I guess I thought you meant, like, in 2016. But I don't think that it's so crazy for people to be worried that he could win the election.
Oh, I think he could win.
Hearing Nikki Haley saying, like, Trump can't beat Joe Biden, and I'm like, he can't? Because I'm looking at these polls, and it looks like he just keeps doing better and better. And I don't know, maybe I'm reading the wrong polls, but a lot of the polls I'm reading show him ahead of Biden in a general election. So, and then South Carolina's tomorrow, and Nikki Haley is – okay, so she put all of her eggs in the South Carolina basket.
She did?
Then I heard that Trump –
home state.
I heard Trump didn't even go this week. He finally just showed up. Like, he's so not worried about it that he's like, I got court dates and stuff. Who cares? Finally showed up, I think, like, last night. Was it last night that he was talking about changing the name of Pennsylvania if he doesn't win?
Pennsylvania!
Anyhow, this morning, he said something about if I don't
he
win.
He said, if I don't win, they're going to change the name of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
I saw that on the
I'm a headline
show.
Guy, too. It was something like that. I'm like, what? What is he talking
understand.
About? I didn't either. But the thing I saw this morning said that he's at, I think, comfortably ahead in South Carolina in the polls.
This morning, the final push here in South Carolina, with the primary now just one day away. Nikki Haley casting herself as the underdog, telling voters she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden in November.
You want to see America normal, right? The only way we can do that is if we win a general election. And the problem is, Donald Trump can't win a general election.
He already did once.
He did, though. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean,
he literally did win a general
said,
election.
Like, you can't
I
win
mean,
the popular
that's an okay argument. I mean, he also lost to him.
Yeah, but he can win.
Yeah.
It's not an okay argument. Well, he can't win.
He can't win against Biden.
He can't win against
saying.
Biden.
But he won. I mean,
against Hillary.
Yeah, but not against Biden.
Yeah. So I guess if that's
like
the
he already
way
had his chance,
it
didn't work. Why would we try it again?
Yeah.
I think it's a decent argument.
I think it's stupid.
It ain't much. I don't know.
No, it's stupid.
I feel like the way Lazo talks about the World Cup, when it's soccer time, when it's World Cup time, he says, how can this country of 350 million
right.
people not put together a better soccer team? We've got all these great athletes. We get all these gold medals in the Olympics. Why can't we put together a better soccer team? Well, why can't we put together two candidates other than Donald
Jesus
Trump and Joe Biden?
Christ, I know.
I mean, all the people, you'd think that a lot of people would want to be president. Sure, a lot of them are bad people, but you'd also think there'd be a few that are decent people, at least, or it started off with good intentions. How is it that we're
I don't get it
to Biden and Trump again, and everyone hates it? Okay, well, if everyone hates it so much, then
it's
why are they
single
the candidates?
Year you have to choose the lesser of two evils. Every single year you have to say, well, but pick the lesser of two evils.
All you see is people talking about how much they don't like either of these candidates. Well, then why are they
then
both
why
against
they,
if you don't like Trump, someone must like Trump, because
of course
he's
they like
winning
Trump.
He's winning the primary.
A lot of people like Trump.
Right. I think it's a fake narrative that they keep saying, you know, the number one thing is that Americans are just, they think they're both too old, they're sick of these two choices, they think they should have better choices, they don't like either one of the candidates, but they'll hold their nose and vote for A or B. Well,
like
no, somebody
election.
Must like them. There was a primary again.
Of course.
And there was a Democratic primary as well,
of course.
Right? And Biden
and
was
people
winning.
Voted for him.
That guy, whoever he is, was he from Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
And the last time Biden won, people like him.
Right, but I agree. I do also kind of have to look at the TV and go, it is kind of crazy that the United States of America, the country that's capable of all these things, that these are the two guys. Right. These are the two guys running
well,
for
yeah,
it
but that's
again,
just because
you, know?
You. That's you. There's people, I mean, you can't look at the internet and not say there's people passionate about Donald Trump.
No,
well,
I know.
You're like, these
sure,
are the best
sure.
two people. Like
of course.
That's for
sure.
For millions and millions and millions of people, he's the best candidate.
I got you. No,
the only
I get
one that
it.
Could be it. So, I
right.
mean, it's
no.
just a
it's
very
a personal
small
thing.
Percentage of people who think neither of the candidates are good.
It's a personal thing for sure that I look at it and go, this is the best because I know we can do
right.
great, awesome things.
But can we?
But, no, that's what
I'm
start
asking
to get.
You, can yeah. we? Because I sat through a Democratic primary.
Yeah.
Who do you want? Pete?
Right.
Was he the guy that you were like, now that's my guy, I love him? Like, there was nobody on that stage I loved. And there was nobody on the Republican stage I loved. So was there really? Like, if we just had an open election, all those people ran, from mm-hmm. Jeb Bush to Pete Buttigieg, which one of those were you like, man, that's the dude?
Well, you know, I'm a Bernie bro.
You're a Bernie bro. I would take someone that...
I mean, okay,
just anybody,
but I mean,
like, who seems
you know, what do we? I mean, he's 102.
No,
like,
I know. Yeah, I mean, I get it. He's also, you know, very old, but
yeah, he's 102. So we got now we got
guy.
One other guy in there. He's 100.
Right.
I now mean, we got 300-year-olds.
It feels like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it would have been the Democrats would have said, okay, Gavin Newsom's got to get up.
Right.
The,
I mean, Gavin Newsom
you have
is
these
the
people,
guy. Like they,
whether you like him or not, I understand why he's a politician. He's good looking. He's slick.
Right,
he's
sure.
you know
yeah.
got that. Car salesman thing going
he's
on.
Clearly
people
the next
like
up.
People like him. So it's just it's weird that I guess the real issue here is that I sat through the 2020 election at that night with so much tension because I'd sat through the 2016 election and tried to pretend like it wasn't affecting me and tried to pretend like you know what it'll be Trump. We'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be kind of funny. Whatever.
Right.
I can't lose sleep over this. And then it was way worse than I ever could have imagined.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So when he's up for re-election. Yeah, I was very anxious. And when Biden, when they finally called it for him, whew, but now I have to go through it again?
I know.
It, right. That's the thing. It's like, we're doing this again with these same two people? I can't do it. But you're going to have to. You don't have a choice. That's it. You got Biden and Trump, and it's coming up in however many days. I'm now still, though, doing the thing where it's like, well, it is only February 23rd. We got some time.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
We got some time.
Not long.
I know it's not long, but we got spring to look forward to
yeah.
and summer.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, summer, baseball will be in full swing.
Yeah.
You're done.
We'll
yeah,
get a little,
baseball season.
We'll even get a little
everybody
bit of fall.
Everybody complains about how long baseball is. It'll be over.
Yeah.
Think exactly. about it that way.
It hasn't even started
when baseball's
yet.
Too long. It'll be over by the time you got to do this.
Exactly. So we got, you know... Sure, we may have enjoyed our last United Christmas.
Yeah.
Those things, our last Valentine's Day. But we still got some good stuff to look forward to, right? The remainder of the...
Yeah.
What's left of the year.
We got our last St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
Our last 4th of July, as a country.
Yeah, yeah, as a country, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, as
our
one.
Last
as
Halloween,
one
I guess. Our last, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just try not to be so negative all the time and look at the bright side.
The Church of Laszlo.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have any plans. I have the boys, so...
No sports?
No, not really. I mean, there's practice, but...
How's high school?
How does he like it?
Yeah.
I don't think he loves it, but he does good in it. I mean, he does fine. I mean, he doesn't do great in it, but all A's and B's.
Well, he gets good grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess I... kind of figured that he was getting good grades. And actually, I think you told me that he was getting good grades not that long ago. But I just wondered, like, he's at the point now, you know, he's probably got that friend group.
I think he just plows through it.
And if there was stuff that, you know, was starting to bother him that by now, I just didn't know if he comes to you or because you guys have such a close relationship. And I didn't have that with my parents to tell them.
He doesn't really come to me and be like, this sucks or something. He's like, it's fine. You know, no.
But he doesn't. He also doesn't seem like the kind of kid who is trying to sign up for every after school activity to make the most out of high school.
No.
He's there.
No.
Okay. Because I know you told him that he has to participate or whatever.
He has to do something. So he does theater and baseball. I'm like, you got to do something.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't care. Get good grades and participate. You got to participate in life.
Yeah.
You got, you know, get out there and do something.
As a parent, and I'm just curious, as a parent, mm-hmm. when your kid gets into high school, are you looking for signs that you weren't looking for, you know, when they were younger? Just because
like
you know
drinking?
What high well, all that stuff,
yeah.
drinking, drugs, but also bullying, all those things that can happen in high school. Sex. I mean, everything is
yeah,
happening.
You
kind of
got an eye
age.
Out for everything.
And I don't know how the hell you...
You don't.
Watch out for it. I just thought maybe with social media...
I think, you know, you... this is going to sound cheesy, but I think you prepare for high school and elementary school. And I mean that as, like, you just try to be cool to them and then teach them the most you can about, like, how it all works. And don't lie to them and don't hide stuff from them. Like, this is going to come up. There are going to be these decisions to make. And hopefully you just give them enough. You've talked to them enough that when those decisions come, they're going to make bad decisions, but they make more good ones than they do bad ones. And then you just hope.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, you can't be there. There's nothing you can do. So you just hope you've given them enough to make more good ones than bad ones, you know?
Right. I've heard a lot of parents in the last couple of years talking about, well, not just parents, but talking heads on TV discussing the pandemic and kids not being in school for these crucial years, which, of course, it seems like they're saying every year is crucial, but especially if it was junior high or high school or whatever. And, I mean, he had to go through that.
He had to go through
like a lot
seventh
of kids
grade.
Did. Right. So his introduction to basically school with changing classes and lockers and all that
grade.
Stuff was eighth grade. He was a year late. Do you think that that still has an effect on him? I guess you wouldn't know, really.
I don't know.
How would you know?
And I don't have anything to compare it to because he's my oldest.
Right, yeah.
So there's something, like if I thought, like, oh, my other kid who was older was more mature in the ninth grade, and that must be because he took a year off of school.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But yeah. I don't have anything to compare it to.
Well, I know that not every school district does the same. Some towns are so small that it's kindergarten through 12th grade. But when I think of junior high, traditional junior high in 7th and 8th grade, you go into that school the first time, and it's a totally new experience, and you're the lowest man on the totem pole. But the next year, you get to be effectively the senior.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And now I'm the
And then you
guy,
go to
so
9th grade. And,
yeah,
right.
and you kind of start over again, but at least you've gotten that taste of, okay, this is how it's going to work. So I just wonder if going in his experience – without having that seventh grade being the new kids in the building.
Right.
He didn't get that until high school. And I just thought, man, that would probably be a pretty daunting feeling
right, sure.
to get that first in high school. At least with me, I knew, like, okay.
I've done it before.
Done this before. It's a bigger school, and there's some more kids here, but it's basically the same thing. Of course, the seniors. High school is weird, too, because the seniors seem a lot older than you.
A lot.
Although 7th and 8th, there can be those 8th graders. You're like, you're a man, and you're
right.
a woman, and I'm not yet. But
right.
in high school, the freshmen and the seniors can
I'm always trying to get my youngest.
Different.
I'm like, dude, go shave your mustache, man. He's got one of those little...
My mom would get mad at me about that.
He's like, I'm not sure, so he'll let me shave this. He's like, I'm keeping a stash.
He's trying to keep a, he's trying
he's
to keep a little
yeah,
mustache.
He's got one.
I would grow hair like down here in the bottom. And I didn't even really notice it. My mom's like, you have to get rid of it.
Yeah, I would go shave.
Go
I
would, shave
I'm like, come
now.
On, man, we'll shave. Or go shave.
Yeah.
But every time he comes down, he's still got like that little wispy mustache. He's
well, just... then his friends aren't making fun of him. If they were, he'd shave it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, he likes it.
If I had that, I guarantee my friends would have been busting my balls and just would have been like, never mind. So at
right.
least his
no,
friends aren't making
it.
Fun of him. He's going
or
for
if they
it.
Are making fun of him, he's owning it. One
yeah.
of the two. So, yeah.
Do you think, is he excited about high school? Like the whole experience?
He's so
teens?
Cocky. I don't know. The little one's cocky, man.
Well, that's. I thought maybe that would...
I told him we were out hitting baseballs
confident.
Yesterday, and, you know, we were talking about it, and I was like, hey, you know, you'll be in the ninth grade when the oldest one is in the 12th grade. And I was like, you know, I am, at that point, going to try to call in a favor, even though nobody owes me one, some sort of influence during the baseball season to get you two on the field at the same time during a game, and my life will be complete.
Yeah.
Like, you guys, I watched both my boys play a high school game, even an inning,
yeah,
together, and I can be done. And then my oldest was like, man, that'd be really cool. And he kind of gave me a hug. And my youngest was like, he won't be on the field. I'll take his position. Like, it was like, he's just like, he, you know, why would he be playing? I mean, we could be both on the field if he could make it.
Which is also, by the way, that whole attitude is so much different from your oldest.
Yes.
So, and I don't know how that works. I mean, my brother's
I think he's because he's young, he's had to bust his way in.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I was the youngest, but then again, it was different because my youngest brother was so much older than your two boys' age gap is. So, I don't know. I just, going into junior high and high school, I would think if I had it to do over again, I probably wish that I'd pretended to have a little more confidence. Whether or not your youngest son's confidence is genuine or if it's, you know, bravado or whatever, I wish I'd had a little more of it. Because I think there's something to faking it till you make it. So if it's if it's all a show, it doesn't matter. Totally.
No,
because I think it'll work for you. What you can't be is conspicuously weak when you get into that building. And I didn't know that. You know, I'm thinking like, hey, guys, aren't we all just terrified right now? This is bad, isn't it? Do you guys miss your moms? I definitely miss my mom. I shouldn't have done that, right? And I saw those kids who were walking around with their shoulders a little higher, their heads a little higher. I mean,
but they all go through it, man. Just so you know, as a parent, I think most parents say, like, when your kid is in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade, man, you can tell.
How
they come home, man. They're nervous. They have anxiety. They're all like you, man. That's, and kids, I want you to know that, because what Slim is saying is that he didn't know. He's old now. I didn't know it. Man, here's two things. They're not thinking about you nearly as much as you think they're thinking about you. And they're just as scared as you. And no matter how cool they seem, no matter how connected they seem to the cool people and to all and to whatever it is that, you know, as the group split up, if it's sports or theater or, you know, student council, whatever, they're all scared. Just know that they're all scared, you know. So when you go home and you're like, I'm the only one who's scared, you're not.
No.
You're not. I promise you, you're not.
No, you're not. The insecurity is...
It's with everybody.
Everybody has it.
And we all just deal with it differently. You dealt with it. I dealt with it as an I don't care.
Right.
I don't care about any of this. I don't even come to school.
Right. Like an angry at the world sort of a thing.
Yeah. And, it just doesn't matter. It's so stupid, right? Like, it was just I hid behind, you know, cynicism.
Yeah.
And so you just know that the kids who are... if they're skipping school and, you know, smoking a ton of pot or whatever, they're just hiding behind cynicism, too. And the kids who are overcompensating, they're scared. Everybody's scared. Just know that everybody's scared.
Yeah.
You know, what I can tell you is that it gets a little bit better, but you continue to stay kind of scared. But, you know, you'll get into a groove at some point, and you won't be nearly as scared because life moves on, and you'll have, like, you won't have to put yourself in high school, college to agree, certainly middle school, but it puts you in situations that are uncomfortable. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, you don't have a chance. And when you get older, the good thing is if you're too uncomfortable, you can just bail.
Yeah.
Like, you literally can't just leave, right?
Yeah.
You don't have that. If you're in the 10th grade, you're like, everyone hates me. I'm so scared and nervous. I don't want to go to lunch here. And they're like, too bad. You go to lunch here. Like, you don't really, like, if that was a place as an adult where you thought everyone hated you and nobody wanted you to eat lunch there, you could just skip that Panera.
Right.
You really can't do that now. But just know people feel the same.
Yep.
They all feel the same.
Yep. And even as an adult, a workplace can also be very scary.
Of course.
But let's say you're scared of flying. As an adult, you're scared of flying. You're still scared of flying. But you do know that you don't have
you
to.
You don't have
and
to,
no one's
right.
forcing you to do it. And there's something comforting about that, knowing that you don't have to do it. You're still making the choice, even if it's
not something
you're
like, all right, I'm going to go through it.
As a kid, you don't
I'm
going to
do it.
Choice.
No, you're like, I got to go to lunch at 10:30 with these people who hate me.
Yeah. And I do think that there are those kids looking back that maybe didn't have any friends, or thought they didn't have any friends at least. And school was definitely tougher for them. School can be better for some and tougher for others. But I'm with you that no matter...
Right. Hey,
which
you're right.
On,
school is better for some and worse for others, but everybody's
insecure.
Scared.
You're still
everybody's
scared.
Scared.
Insecure. Everybody's insecure.
All right.
Yeah. Well, the good news is he's a man now, because every time I see him and hear him, I'm like, well, I guess he didn't have to worry about that. There's one thing that, you know, you can check off of the list, because that was a huge thing. Going through puberty and being in junior high and high school, if you're a late developer, and now people are making fun of you because you're too short.
You're an early developer.
Right, that too. Oh, I guess you're right. You can't.
You know, it's like if you're not perfect, then, you know, so that's
it,
man.
And there is no perfect. Yeah, because if you're perfect, then you're a bitch or you're an asshole.
Then everybody hates you anyway. So,
yeah.
You know, you just got to get through it, man. It's like taking, you know, 1,000 people, the most awkward emotional time in the world, sticking them in a place where they don't want to be, being taught by people who are criminally underpaid, and for that are angry for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? And don't understand why you don't value them as much. And they also, and there's not, this isn't against teachers, but they also spend their time hanging out with kids, so they're just bigger kids.
Yeah.
With the same kind of, like, drama going on, and they allow themselves to be caught up in that drama. There's no way you
can. Like prison guards. Like,
right. There's no way you can't. So now you put all these people in a building, and then be like, figure it out. Like, man, it's tough.
And do it for 8 hours
a
day.
Yeah, that's tough.
And do it until you're an adult.
And telling you that it's not ending tomorrow.
Right.
You got 12 more years of this.
You know.
Right.
And even when it's just a year,
hey, what we get
feels like a lifetime.
So there you go, kids. All I'm saying is everybody's as scared as you. Just put your head down. And I won't go as far as like all those stars that said it gets better. Trust me, it because they make it sound like it gets great,
right?
But
there are things
it gets less bad. Yeah. How about that? It gets less bad.
Yeah.
Our friend Scott dropped off some Four Locos.
Nice.
And he brought you this.
This is great.
1998. He said it's got your hero on it. Thought you might want it.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Barry Sanders. Where'd he get that?
Is that?
He stole it from a bar in 98.
Huh?
That's
stole it from a bar in 98.
Really?
That's
actual retro signage there.
That's really cool.
That's cool. Who gave it to him?
Scott.
I'll put it in my garage.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thanks, Scott. Does that say Warheads? Warheads for Loco?
Mm-hmm. You want it?
Warheads has teamed up with Four Loco?
It's cold, too, if you want it.
That's amazing. And that's your thing about being an adult, kids.
You can drink, if it gets bad, you can drink Four Loco.
Exactly.
Well, I guess you're trying to do that as a teenager. That lesson that you learn that it doesn't work as a teenager either doesn't really work as an adult. It really doesn't.
Right.
But, you know what, we'll keep trying, right?
That's all we can do.
All right, good show, Four Loco. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.